this morning from some of us. That's in 1 Corinthians 11. A few verses before that, 1 Corinthians 10, when Paul first starts talking about the idea of a sacred meal, he introduces the idea in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 16 and 17. The cup of blessing which we bless, is this not a fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is this not a fellowship of the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Paul's emphasis there is, yes, this is a remembrance of what Jesus did for us, but it's also a symbol of our participation together in the body of Christ. So when you go to the table, pardon me, when you go to the table, break a piece off of this one loaf and let that remind you that we are part of one body, that Christ has died for all of us. He died for me, he died for you, but he died for us as his body. So see this one loaf and think about the verse in 1 Corinthians 10 that because there's one loaf, we are one body. There's one loaf, there's one physical body of Christ who died for all of us, and that unites us, that brings us together. In a little bit, when Rick starts teaching, he's going to be starting with a verse in the Old Testament that starts out with God talking about his people who are called by his name, this corporate identity, this corporate unity, this union that we have that was true then, it's true now, and it's symbolized in this one loaf. So there's a definite a corporate aspect in our communion together. But there's also a very personal aspect. When you have that piece of the one body, and as the elders lead you in communion, and as you've prepared to eat that piece of bread, I want to make a suggestion. I suggest that you break it before you put it in your mouth. You crush it. Isaiah talks about him being broken and him being crushed. And just as we break off a piece of that one loaf from our unity as the body of Christ, that one piece that we have is a reminder of our sin that he died for. Our part in putting him on the cross and our part of the love that he has, that he never lets go, that blood pours over us. So break that piece, crush it, and be reminded of his sacrifice for your particular sins, as well as the people around you. I'm just going to ask you now to go to one of the tables without anything else, and each of the elders will lead communion at that table, and when we're all done, we'll all come back together.